Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, the 8 o'clock hour. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're actually hearing. This is youngest son, Patrick. My father will be back next week. He'll be coming back from his trip. He's over in Europe right now. I believe they're in Austria today, enjoying themselves. I read earlier that where they're going has the largest organ in the world. Kind of different, but kind of cool at the same time. So I know he's enjoying himself. He loves going on these trips. He gets to go with a lot of garden listeners, talk about all the gardens that they see, all the different things. It's awesome. I know he's got some big one next year. Don't know all the details yet, but stay tuned for that, because he's pretty excited. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And next hour we'll be talking with Art from Boneyed. Get a lot of great information he's going to give us. Tried to touch on a few things that he's going to talk about, but it's, you know, it's all timely information, so it's great little stuff that we can work on. Again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. If you don't want to give us a call, you can always come visit me after the show. I'm going to be here. I work at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Mass. You can come down and ask me a few questions. I'll be here from 10 to 5 today. We close at 5, so that's when I'll be going home. So swing on by if you're a little nervous about getting on the radio and asking questions, or you know, you just want to come down and take a look at some of the plants or ask some questions in person. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first in the 8 o'clock hour?
Well, first up this hour, we've got Tamara from Rochester. She's got a question about her Japanese maple, or Japanese bamboo, I believe.
All right, Tamara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I was calling to see what solutions you might have for getting rid of Japanese bamboo. And it would need to be something that seems to be used near a drain.
Okay. How, you know, is the drain, like, right on it?
No, the Japanese bamboo is taken over a large portion of the back of the property, and there's a drain that runs kind of parallel to it.
Okay. Now, I know one of the products you can use, if you use it correctly, can actually be done in a safe manner. Using a product, everybody knows it by the name of Roundup. The active ingredient is actually glyphosate. This product, if done actually used correctly, you can actually do it without affecting the areas and just going right to the roots and killing the roots themselves. So what I would suggest doing for this is it's going to be a little bit of work, and you're going to have to do it a couple different times. But as you know, with Japanese bamboo, anything you try sometimes just comes back, and it almost comes back with a vengeance. It's ready to come back. So what you want to do is you actually want to cut as much of it down as possible. So, but what you're going to do is you're going to do it slowly. So you're going to start with the first stalk. You're going to cut it down, leaving about an inch or two above the soil. From there, what I want you to do is actually take the concentrated style of glyphosate. Great one from Boneyed is called Cleanup. Same active ingredient as Roundup. It's got more, it's stronger. It's got 41% versus the smaller concentrates. Some of them have 18. There are ones with 41 as well. Less expensive. So what you're going to do is take that concentrate and get a paintbrush. And you're going to dip the paintbrush into the concentrate, and where you've cut it fresh, you're actually going to paint the plant. So where that fresh cut is, you can see it's got, you know, it's almost like a fleshy underneath. So you're going to actually use the paintbrush and paint that area. So what that's going to do is that's going to go straight down into the root system and actually kill the stalk that's there and go to the roots and kill that. It's the most effective way to do it. It is a little bit of work, but if you want to be effective and safe, that's the way to do it. Because if you just go in there, cut it down, and spray everywhere, you're getting runoff, you're hitting some of the soil, you're hitting something else that you might not want, or, you know, the drain is going, it's going right down to the drain quick. By doing this, what it's doing is the plant is absorbing most of the chemical. So it's absorbing, you know, as much as it can. It's a fresh cut, so it's trying to cut, heal its wound. So it's putting all its energy towards there. It's putting all, you know, it's not blood, but say like it's pushing the blood towards it if it was like a cut. So it's getting in that area, so you're getting it into the main areas. So it's actually going to kill it slowly into the root and kill the root as well. Now, it's not 100% that it's going to kill everything. You might actually have to do some of this again in, you know, 14 days. You might have to do it in multiple intervals. This is something that's worked. Another product you can use, but it's not as strong, and you might have to cut it the same way, is a product called Adios. It's an organic product. It's basically, it's salt. Just a heavy dose of it. It's, I can't remember the actual chemical name. It's not a chemical, but the salt basis of it. But you can use that. You would have to do the same process, in my opinion, is cut it down and then spray those areas so that it's in that fleshy area, so you're really getting it into the soil. That one, being organic, isn't as powerful as a synthetic. But you're looking at it, all right, it's organic. So that's something you can use. So you're not as worried about the drainage. You can try a couple local garden centers. I'm not sure how, you know, who has it. I know my nursery at Northeast Nursery in Peabody has it. You can actually go online to our website, northeastnursery.com. You can buy it right from our website, and we'll ship it to you. But it is a product you could use on that. You know, so it's not a bad little product. It's newer to the market a couple years. They're based out of Canada. Canada is doing some great stuff right now where they're pretty much gone organic on everything. It is widespread up there. But like I said, being organic, you might have to use it a little bit more or a little bit stronger, you know, and that's what I mean by using, like, getting the concentrate and wiping, painting those fleshy areas so you can get it into the root system instead of just spraying it all over the plant itself.
Okay.
And all hopefully right, that should much. Help you. We thank you for the phone call, Tamara. Hopefully that helps you with it. The Japanese bamboo is a thorn in your side. It is terrible. It goes crazy. It does whatever it wants. It goes nuts. And on something like this, you know, a couple different ways to do it, but you definitely want to get as close as you can to the root system by painting it on there. We thank you again for the phone call, Tamara. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, we got anybody on the line?
We sure do. Next up, we've got Ken from Maine. He's got a couple questions, one about decking and then another one about the use of wood ash.
All right, Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, the first question regards using scrap exterior pressure-treated decking around the garden. What's the relative health risk of having it for borders and stakes?
And you said it was pressure-treated?
Yes, sir.
All right, pressure treated, that should be fine. We have we sell timbers at my garden center, and they're all, you know, pressure treated. You just don't want the old style ones with the creosote in them. Those can be the ones that are harder to get. But a lot of things you can use are pressure treated for the garden. You know, to build like a raised bed or just the outside of it, you should be fine with that. You know, if you've already used it, just double check and make sure there's no like open gashes of any style. Just kind of clean it up a little bit, but you should be fine. I've seen it used all over.
I use it to define the lawn from the actual garden dirt area.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that at all.
Okay, wood ash. We use native main-grown wood to burn, mostly off my property or off of the property of others when they're not looking, whatever. And we use that in a in the ash in a shaker made out of a perforated top old coffee can. Retains the chicken bones and the nails and whatever. I've had my beans actually burned by it. What advice would you give me for long-term and short-term on wood ash use?
Well, the wood ash, you know, it really depends. Sometimes used on directly onto the plants and mixed into the soil might actually affect it a little bit more. There are a couple different ways that after the break I'll give you a little bit more information on what to use. So just listen and I will give you everything that I know about wood ash and see what we can do there. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app. The sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Ken about pressure-treated decking as well as wood ash and reusing that into the garden. So, a couple things when it comes to the use of wood ash. Now, you can be using it for a bunch of different things. A lot of people use it for like compost, they use it for their gardens or their lawns, etc. What you're really doing is it's an additive like a lime. So one of the things you need to take a look at is see where your levels are, maybe do a soil test prior to using the potash. Seemed like Ken has used it for multiple years and knows what he's doing with that, so you know, he might have already done that in the past. But what it really should be a reminder is when you use it into compost, you want to use less of it. You don't want to use a ton of it. When you use it in the garden or in the lawn, it's usually 1 to 1.5 times the amount that you would use of lime into the ground. There's a difference in them. So in using the compost, you know, you want to use less, but when you want to use it in the lawn or the garden, it's 1 to 1.5 times the amount. So it really, you know, that could be something to it. So you said you were having problems with the peas.
Actually, it was the pole beans. I built a beautiful 8-foot-tall trellis, and then I killed the beans under it.
Now, when did you use the wood ash? Did you use it early?
Yes, they were less than a foot tall, probably 8 inches. They had emerged, and they had 2 or 3 sets of leaves.
So one of the things with wood ash they say is to wait until it's a little bit more established, because sometimes by using it, it could be too strong for a weak plant like that. The root-type vegetables, the peas and beans, it is great to use on it, but you want to wait a little bit of time if you're using them while they're growing. You can use them early in the spring to add to the soil, or in the fall at the end of the year to add to the soil. as well. Those are great ways to do it. But if you're doing it while they're growing, sometimes it's a little bit too strong for them, and it can actually affect them that way. And so that could have been what happened to you.
It was sad. On the compost and the wood ash, I don't directly put wood ash in the compost. I have a colander I put the debris in that sits on the
yep.
compost, and it drains through from the rains.
Yeah, they say with the wood ash, when you put it into a compost, it wants to be dry at first. So putting some into the compost might be a little bit better, but having it drain through the rain is all right. What the rain does is it actually makes it so it's not as potent. It weakens it a little bit, washes it out a little bit. So that's why they say a little bit when it comes to the compost versus a stronger amount when it comes to the lawn or into the garden.
Right. What I found is that over the years using wood ash, the clover comes back in. Initially we had contractor sand and pine needles, so with the compost and the wood ash, the clover's coming back, which I figure is a marker for sweetening up a little.
Yeah, definitely. It's affecting the soil, as you can see. And clover is just a pain in the you-know-what. It's a little something, and it's hard to get rid of, and it takes a few, sprays for that. You know, obviously in the garden, you're not going to want to spray, a chemical or something synthetic as often or all the time. So, you take the good with what you can get, right?
Right, and we just hand pull the clovers. They're under compost, so they come out easily. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Ken, for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock to help you out with all your gardening questions. And, Dan, have we got anybody up next?
Next up we've got Ed from Massachusetts. He's got some advice on getting rid of the Japanese bamboo.
All right, Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, yeah. How you doing, Paul? Is this Paul or his son?
This is Patrick, his son.
Hi, Patrick. How you doing? I spoke to your father years and years ago on it. And I told him about using, he told me about using the chemical like you said. It was a real pain. I couldn't get rid of it. So what I tried to do, and it worked, I cut it like I did my grass. And it never got tall. And it took about 2 or 3 years. I had about a quarter acre of it completely gone. So I went to a nursery and I asked them, how come it died? And they said, it's called carbohydration starvation. So if they never got the growth to feed themselves.
Ed, we thank you.
You need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, we still got Ed on the line.
We do, but it sounds like his audio is breaking up pretty bad.
All right. One of the things Ed was talking about right at the end there before we got cut off for the break, he was talking about actually mowing over the area multiple times and continue to do it, and it kills it back that way because it just can't grow back. You know, it's basically creating smaller shoots instead of going up to its ideal height. So that's another way, it's an organic way, obviously, of killing the Japanese bamboo. So that's a good little way to do it. It also got me thinking, and I remembered something that you could actually do as another organic way to kill the Japanese bamboo. What you can do is you can cut it back, all of it back in that in the area, and then what you can actually do is take some sort of black plastic, a thick black plastic, or a black tarp, or something along those lines, and keep them over the area. Keep them weighted down and keep it covered. So what that does is that's basically creating like an oven underneath the plastic and into the soil, and it's cooking those weeds and actually getting it hot enough to kill some of the seeds that are going to come back. You know, compost, once it gets warm enough, you know, over 150, 140 degrees, it starts to actually kill the weed seeds. So that's kind of exactly what you're doing on the same idea. You can use that. I know Ed was talking about, you know, using the mower. You know, hey, maybe use the mower a couple times. Cut it down this week and then, you know, do it again next week if there's any. And this is a nice time where it's warm, the sun's at its highest, it's hot, and then put that black plastic over. They actually do say that in August and September is the best time to kill Japanese bamboo because it's so actively growing and so high earlier in the season. It doesn't kill it as easily. So this time of year could actually be the time to do it. So, Ed, thank you for that information that you got in there. I appreciate it. That's one of the benefits of listening to my father. Over the years, he's had a lot of the questions, and some of the listeners remember a few of those things and bring those back. So we appreciate that. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, we got anybody on the line?
Yes, indeed. Next up, we've got Jake from Massachusetts. He's got a question about his grass.
Jake, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I came back to my rental home, and the grass is just totally burned out. We haven't had any rain here on the Cape for quite a while of any significance. I wonder if there's anything, I know your dad or you were mentioning this Milorganite. Is that something that can revive the grass? Is there anything I can do at this time of the year to bring it back to life other than just watering it?
Well, that is a fertilizer that will help it, and it is something that you actually don't need to water after. It's got some iron in it, so that helps green up the lawn a bit. So that is something that would work well. Milorganite, this is it's organic and it's not going to burn the lawn, so this is the time to use it. It's because if you put a really heavy fertilizer down, sometimes and it's drought, etc., it might not do as well. So that's why the Milorganite is so good. You can actually do it a little more often. I'd have to follow the instructions on the back, but I believe it's like every 2 to 4 weeks because it is organic, so it doesn't have a long-term residual. But I believe it's like 4% iron in there, which has helped greens it up. With that, if you're looking to give it a quick greening, there's like a liquid iron that you can use. That helps green up the product, the lawn as well. If it's total devastation, you might want to take a look at reseeding this fall and getting those areas taken care of. Getting a little bit stronger.
I'm sorry.
You can reseed. When I was in college, they said, you know, just because it's the middle of the summer doesn't mean you're gonna you can't reseed. You hear out there, you know, fall's the best time to put the lawn in, or early spring. Don't do it in the summer. Well, you know, you want to put something down. It's like if you're killing weeds in the area, you know, after the weed killer has gone through, you want to put something down because you want any weeds that are left to compete with something. Why not be grass? I mean, you want the grass to grow. So that's why you can put that down. One of the things I would suggest doing in the area is maybe getting a pH, a soil sample done, just so you can kind of see what the levels are. You want a pH at a level of like a 6.5. You know, a sandier soils down by the Cape, those nutrients might go through a little bit quicker. So you might find that you're low in nitrogen and phosphorus, that type of thing. Those things can help. Another thing you can do at this time of year is if you know that the pH is low, use a fast-acting lime. What that is a calcitic lime, so it starts working right away into the soil, whereas regular lime you either do in the spring or the fall, and then you do it every year for years and years and years. Well, this is something that can help your pH and actually bring it up 1 point and actually make the lawn stronger. A lot of people don't realize with the lawn, the pH is the biggest thing out there, and that's actually what helps the lawn and all the nutrients work. If the pH is so low, all the other nutrients are going to work, but they're going to work a little harder to get to you, to what you want it to. So a pH test might be good, something for you to do, so you can see where you are at. And like I said, this fast-acting lime will actually, in one season, can bring it up over a point, which is, you know, sometimes is drastic, but sometimes is what you need. And with a sandy soil, it might actually go through quicker, so you might actually need to bring it up a point. So any, that could be something to do.
Okay, any suggestions on what type of seed might do all right in this, the hot temperatures we have right now?
Well, one of the products you could use is to reseed is a Pearl's Premium grass seed. You don't have to water as much once it's established, so this might be great for next year. You know, if it's a sunny area, they have a sunshade, and a shady mix. It's a little more expensive than most grass seeds, but it works so much better. What it does is it actually integrates into your lawn with the other grass blades that are there, and eventually it'll take over, but it does it in a beneficial way. It actually, you know, it works its way into the soil, gets the grass growing all together, and you have to, one is less watering, and two is less mowing. So what it does is when the blades grow, they'll grow up to a certain point and then they'll fall over and make it a nice little area. But it's less water once it's established, less mowing, less everything. So for someone like you with a rental property, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to worry as much. So this might be something to put in there for the next coming years, because eventually it'll start to take over the areas. So a suggestion to do right now is do those areas that are really affected. There might be some areas that aren't as bad. Get the areas that are really affected, put the seed down now, and then you might need to do it again in the fall. And when I say fall, I'm really talking just September. I mean, it's not, the beginning of September isn't really fall yet, still summer technically. You're starting to see the temperatures drop a little bit. We're not in the 90 degree days, where at night it's a little cooler, so you can actually get a stronger root growth. And on any of these, I do suggest putting like a starter fertilizer, a lawn starter fertilizer, which has a heavy middle number. The middle number is great for root development, and that's something that, you know, you could really help it. They do make some that are crabgrass preventers, but that's usually you want to use in the spring or early season. The one I would go for is just a starter fertilizer that's going to help you with that. And you just look for the heavy middle number, and you can tell that that's a starter fertilizer.
How heavy is that compared to the other? Is that like twice as high as the first last number? Or?
Sometimes, like I have a product here. It's like a 5-16-5, something along those lines. It's wow. It's a noticeably heavier number. You want that middle number to be heavy. You want it to, it's phosphorus, and that's what that helps with the root development. You'll see on some fertilizers, they call them bloom booster, where they have like 10, 52, 10. That's a high middle number because that's helping with the blossoms and the roots. The more you actually help the roots, the better the shoots are. And so that's why that heavy middle number is going to help you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for the phone call, Jake. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Massachusetts. He's got a few questions. One about his hibiscus, another about his rose plants, and then another about his tiger lily.
All right, Tom. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I might have to cut you off just in a little bit. I know we're going to be going to break in a couple of minutes, but hang tight for me. Let's get to your first question.
Okay. It's about my tropical hibiscus. It's has sprouted long, narrow, scoop-shaped leaves with fringes, and I'm just curious what caused that. They're really narrow, and they're funny-looking leaves. They're green, but they're sort of stiff and thin and long.
And they're are they rounded, or are they more like a flat shape?
They're long and sort of scoop-shaped. They have their curled.
with fringes on the around the sides, all the sides. And I
the fringes.
See any bugs or any spider mites or anything on it?
Okay, are the fringes on there, are those natural or they look like they've been bit?
They're natural looking.
You know, it could just be an abnormality. Sometimes it's a mutation that happens within the plant itself. It'll happen on different things. One of the things I would suggest doing on that is getting some sort of like systemic insecticide. It might be something that's actually focusing on the buds themselves and doing when anytime something's growing out, it could be affecting it that way. There's a systemic insect control from Boneid. There's even a houseplant one. That's great for like fungus gnats or that type of thing. But I would definitely try to do something systemic so it can go, it can translocate through the plant and actually go into the plant from the inside out instead of the outside, because it seems like something's affecting it that way. But it seems like it could be just a mutation.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. It's only a few of the leaves. The rest of the branches have normal-looking leaves. So there's like three or four or five spindly branches coming up with these funny-shaped leaves, and the rest is fine. So I might just cut them off, or maybe...
I mean, it wouldn't hurt you. If you don't want them there, you can go ahead and cut them. But I still would suggest maybe doing some sort of systemic... They make a product, like I said, from Boneid. It's a houseplant systemic insecticide. And you just mix it into the soil, and it goes through that way, and it'll actually kill anything that's in the soil, and it'll help translocate through the plant. So that might be something to do to help it as well, just as a, you know, precaution.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And then about pruning roses, I have two very bushy rose bushes that I planted and blossom like crazy, red blossoms. And I have five others that hardly bloom. So maybe two or three among the five grafted roses that bloom. And that's it.
All right, Tom, don't mean to cut you off. We're going to go to break, so hang tight and I'll get you some better information after this break.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Most other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue below ground. But Complete's two-way formula kills ants, fleas, and ticks above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests, like grubs and mole crickets, for up to 3 months. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking with Tom about his hibiscus, and we're moving on to his roses. Tom, you still there?
Yes.
All right. So before the break, you were talking about how one of your roses, or one or two, were looking great, and the other one's not so great?
Yeah. I noticed earlier years the leaves get eaten like crazy. I think it's the winter moss, so I got some spray, and that's fine. They cleared right up, and they grew, but still no blossoms. Now, they might, these are grafted roses, and they could, between the five of them, I might have 3 or 4 blossoms in the spring, and that's it, the rest of these. And then I have two bushy roses that I planted, and they're blossoming very well after I sprayed them. They're fine. But they need to be pruned, I think. I don't know what else I should do. I don't think that because I haven't pruned them, they don't blossom. That's the 5 grafted roses. So, anyway, right now I'd like to know how to prune them and when.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things that could be happening to the roses. you could have some residual damage from this winter. The winter caused a lot of plants to this year either not flower or not be as strong. So what could have happened is the roses, you might not have seen this, it could have affected it in such a way where it broke certain ones or affected the stem a little bit to cause it not to flower this year. But you know, by pruning it, you could actually help it. The other thing with that winter moth, sometimes it'll affect the blossoms for that year. Sometimes it won't. The winter moth is running rampant in this area in the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So it is something that can affect it. One of the things I would suggest doing for the spring is next year be using rose tone for those and fertilizing them in the spring. I believe it tells you you can do it every 6 to 8 weeks. So that could help them stronger. Because what happens when the winter moth gets to them is it's eating part of it, obviously, but it's weakening the plant. Now, unless you do something to help it by either fertilizing it or getting rid of those insects right away or not having the insects come, the plant is weak. So by giving it the fertilizer, you're giving it nutrients back. So what the plant is actually doing is it's trying to rejuvenate those leaves, trying to rejuvenate itself and not focusing on the flowers. Because it's been weakened so much. So that's something you can do.
Yeah.
Now, the general rule of thumb when it comes to pruning roses is usually in the spring. My father always says, you know, when the Red Sox come back to play for real in Boston, usually around the 10th or 15th, you know, this year, who knows if they'll play real again. They have a 3-game winning streak, but that doesn't mean much for them. So you never know this for next spring. But if you're looking to prune them because they're just getting, you know, too big for you, you could do it this fall. Cut it back a bit. I mean, I know in our garden center here, we actually will cut back some of them for the winter if we're going to overwinter them, just to get them stronger. We'll do it about September, middle of September, early October. You know, maybe wait till it's not as hot. So you're not affecting the plant as much. You're not really like weakening it or shocking it. So that might be something to look at. So there's a couple different times a year you can do it, but
fall.
I just wouldn't do it at this point. Usually spring and fall. Spring is the pruning for that year.
Okay.
And a general rule of thumb states about a third of the plant can be cut.
third back. Okay.
Third back, yeah. I mean, you can do a little bit more, but third is the general rule. And, Tom, before we get to the break, the tiger lilies, what was your question on that? We'll try to get that answered.
Oh, yeah, well, one just fell over at ground level. It's just deteriorated at the stem. I noticed it was just frayed, and it just fell over. And I dug up the bulb, and it wasn't much of a bulb. It was... I don't know, what do you call it, a corm or anything, but I don't know what all the other tiger lilies are fine. There's just this one. But anyway.
You know what, it could have been some sort of like rabbit or something in the area is biting into that, or it could just be it's fat earlier than the others and gone by. It might not be, you know, anything to worry about, but just take a look in the area and see if you're seeing anything else happen. If there's something else happening to those other ones, that's when it's time for concern. You can either use a repellent or some sort of insecticide.
Okay, great.
Okay. Tom, we thank you for the phone call. We're back on the other side of the break with Art from Bonide.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
Yeah,
do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week?
Let me know when you're ready.
Daycare? Having someone else raise your children?
860.
With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week.
6631.
You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the
All
Boss
right,
Network,
thanks.
You'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.